So we were discussing a little bit about the mitzvah of milah. So we all know milah is done on day 8. So for instance, if someone had a baby boy Tuesday, so the following Tuesday you have the bris. And let's say we pointed out that the daytime is, let's say, defined up until sunset, and nightfall is when the 3 stars come out. So let's assume, for argument's sake, a baby was born during twilight. We don't know. We don't know if it counts as part of Tuesday or as part of Wednesday. It was, let's say, 7 o'clock tonight. So 6:45 after sunset, but before nightfall. So when do you do the bris? So if the baby was born on Tuesday, so day 8 would be Tuesday. But if the baby was born on Wednesday, meaning i.e. Tuesday twilight, so then it would only be day 7. So we wouldn't be able to do it on the following Tuesday, but it wouldn't be a problem. We wait till Wednesday, and therefore it's either day 8 or day 9, but as long as it's, because if you do it before day 8, it's problematic. But if you do it day 9, we try to do a milah bizmana when we know. But if we don't know, we cover ourselves. It's a bigger question when it happens Friday night. Friday night twilight, you can't do it Friday because, again, the baby's born on Friday. Friday between 6:30 and 7, we'll call it. So Friday might be day 7, so you can't do it on day 7. So then normally I'd wait to Shabbos. But the problem is, maybe it's day 9, not day 8. And the only time you could do a bris on Shabbos, if you know it's definitely day 8. So therefore, if it's a twilight baby, the bris would have to wait until Sunday. Another type of doubt would be, I know exactly it's day 8, and the baby was born, we know, not during twilight. However, the Gemara in the 19th parak of Shabbos discusses the following case. A C-section baby, a baby not born through natural birth, but it's a C-section. So the question is, when do you do the bris on a C-section baby? So generally, so what we would do if we had a Tuesday morning C-section, so the following Tuesday, we would do the bris. Why? Because the Gemara says we're not actually sure if a C-section baby has to wait to day 8. Perhaps only a natural-born baby, because the Pasuk in Parashas Tazria talks about a baby born naturally, and then the woman seeing blood during childbirth, so therefore she becomes biblically prohibited to her husband for 7 days. So the Talmud says we don't want the husband and wife can't even be together, and they're going to have the bris on day 8, so we wait to day 8, even though rabbinically speaking, it's not going to help anyway. But biblically speaking, that's what the halacha was based on, day 8. So therefore, the question is, does that apply to a C-section baby, since there is no necessarily blood coming out of that area? So therefore, it's a debate in the Talmud whether maybe you could do the C-section on day 1. You don't have to wait to day 8. So that's a debate in the Gemara. So really, we don't conclude, because Avraham Avinu, before the Torah was given, did day 8, and there was no laws of Tumah V'Tahara. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The bottom line is, it's a Sveika D'dina. It's a doubt in the halacha how we paskin on a C-section baby. So we have 2 choices, either day 1 or day 8. So if we do it day 1, if we're wrong and it's really day 8, we have a problem, because you have to wait to day 8 to do a bris milah. However, so what we do is we wait to day 8 and cover ourselves. You can't go wrong. You wait to day 8, and therefore we do so. If it was a C-section baby on Tuesday, we wait to next Tuesday and we'll do the bris. The issue is what about if the baby's born on Shabbos? You have a Shabbos baby, so we know a Shabbos baby generally means a Shabbos bris the following week. However, the problem is, as we said, you only could do a Shabbos bris if you know for sure that it's day 8. We know it's day 8, but it has to be a milah bizmana. So a natural baby, we know it's definitely day 8. But since a C-section baby, it's a doubt on whether it's day 1 or day 8. So the halacha is clear. One is not permitted to do a bris on Shabbos if you have a C-section baby. So you have to wait to day 9, which would be Sunday. We could get into another time. There's a further discussion in the contemporary issues. What about if a baby's born through artificial insemination or different infertility ways? Would that... would the halacha change in terms of doing a meal on Shabbos? But what's clear is a twilight baby on Friday, we do not do on Shabbos, we wait until Sunday. And as well as C-section baby born on Shabbos, we can't do it the following Shabbos because it might maybe day one was the day. And then in the C-section baby, we'd have to wait to Sunday on day 9.